Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Gio on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. No one works harder than Boomer, man. Whoever tries to squeeze in all sorts of stuff. I can't even explain this story this morning, so I'll just get to the stuff that people want to hear, and maybe we'll talk about it later. Oh, my goodness. Something we've been going back and forth about for a long time is DeGrom contract thing is coming to a head. Oh, my God.
I mean,
good morning, Boomer, by the way.
Good morning, Gio.
Yes.
You know, what's amazing is... the Mets have all the leverage, man. They don't have to sign them.
Yeah, I know.
They got this year and next year. It's the way that the Fococca thing is set up for the players.
Sure.
Jeff Samardzija said yesterday that they got to move arbitration up a year. They got to get the free agency earlier because, and I've been saying it now, I'm telling you for 3 years, that as long as the general managers in baseball and the owners in baseball are going to run their businesses the way that they have been running it the last 3 years and basically watching their pennies, it doesn't matter which team you're talking about, and spending money wisely, you know, you're going to have what we have again this year, and that is a group of free agents that haven't signed yet.
And if people haven't seen it yet, Jacob DeGrom's agent has said, his new agent that's no longer Brody Van Wagenen but works for the same company, CAA, that Brody Van Wagenen worked for, said that we want an extension before opening day. There will be no talks after opening day. If we don't get it, we will be putting restrictions on Jacob so he doesn't go over innings limits or whatever, because he needs to protect himself, because essentially he's working on a one-year deal.
So here you go. Now we start getting into the real into the weeds in this whole thing. They're gonna want an innings limit. He wants a new contract. The Mets don't have to give him one if they don't want to. Remember, you know, they're paying him $10 million more this year than they did last year because of arbitration. Think of that.
Yeah.
For a second. So
I know. That's a number that nobody talks about, even me, who wants to slam the Mets payroll. We don't talk about that extra $10 million that Jacob DeGrom got in arbitration, which is real money that they have to pay Jacob DeGrom. It's not like, you know, arbitration money is something that does count as well. Yeah, it's not a contract extension yet, but it's a significant raise for Jacob DeGrom, who was, you know, probably the best value in all of baseball last year, if you think about it.
And if you're the Mets and he's going to be 31, why would you, what kind of contract do you think he wants? Oh, what, what does he want, like a 6-year contract?
Well,
I'm not doing that.
Yeah, Joel Sherman, he outlined it. You don't like Joel Sherman?
No, I do like Joel, but I'm just saying, like, if I'm the Mets, I don't have to do anything.
Five years, $155 million?
And that's counting this year. Counting this year. So a 4-year extension, basically.
Right, yeah.
That I would say is a reasonable number and a reasonable amount of years and a reasonable risk on both sides.
Right.
The risk being that, you know, he is older, and if he doesn't get the contract, they're going to want restrictions. I don't know how Jacob DeGrom, if he doesn't get his contract, can go walking into the Mets, who are paying him $17 million this year, and say, I need to be pitching with restrictions. I don't know how you do that.
Yeah, so how would it play out? So there's a couple of ways. One, Jacob DeGrom in the middle of a game could say, I think 6 innings is good for me, even though my pitch count's at about 70. I think I'm feeling like that's enough.
I can't,
and he won't do that, right?
I can't see the athlete.
But maybe there's a, I'm going to skip a start. I've decided, I'm just letting you know now that I'll pitch today, but my next start I'm skipping.
Can he
do that?
I can't see him doing that. I just can't. I mean, I don't know what his new agent is talking about, but his old agent obviously knows what the arguments are from the other side, and maybe that's why you're Jeff Wilpon, you're smart, and you hire your best player's agent to go in there and run your team because you now know on the other side what you're dealing with. So I don't know. The whole thing about Jacob deGrom and his agent basically saying, you know, we want restrictions, that is cause for concern. Because that to me, unfortunately, because of his age and because of his late blooming, is working against him now.
Well, you got to follow through on that, right? So if this doesn't happen, that can't be an empty threat. Because Brody Van Wagenen is probably thinking to himself, let's call their bluff. I know this guy. It's totally full of crap. Let's call their bluff. What's he going to do? Not pitch. He's going to pitch. He likes to pitch. I know Jake. He's going to pitch. So he's probably thinking that. And the other side has to say, if we don't go through with this plan of putting restrictions on you, then we really have no leverage and we could screw ourselves in a big way and you're never going to get that contract extension. So hopefully these two sides, it doesn't get there. We know the Mets have the money to be able to give him the extension. Is it the smartest business move out there for the team?
It's not. They don't have to do anything until next year. They don't have to. They could go through this year, leave everything the way it is. And, you know, the fact that Jake and his agent put some sort of limit on it in terms of when they want to stop negotiating and trying to, I don't know, exert some sort of pressure on the Mets is ridiculous.
Well, Brody's full of positivity, right? He wants to go into spring training with everybody in a positive mind frame. And if this thing is hanging over the team, that's not good for what he's trying to build with the Cy Young Award winner, the team's best player in a contract dispute, especially when he used to be his agent. So I think just for the sole purpose of not having that thing be a thing during the season, he might want to give him a contract extension. I don't know. This is one of the first things that we said we wanted to see Brody Van Wagenen do.
And he's not going to do it.
I get it from the club side, the franchise's side, why it's not the smartest monetary decision. But this is a guy who's earned it, too. Part of you as the former player has to say, the system has essentially screwed him to this point. And if there's a guy in baseball who has earned $155 million guaranteed, it's Jacob deGrom coming off one of the greatest seasons that we've seen a pitcher have, period, much less a Mets pitcher. So, I mean, this is a tricky one. It definitely is. And I'm hoping, because unless it restricts the Mets in a big way in years down the road, which it may, but I'm hoping this thing gets done just for everybody. I think it'll lift this cloud.
Well, whatever. I mean, he's making $17 million this year. And again, I don't think fans really want to deal with this. I don't think fans want to talk about contracts. They just want to talk about players on the field and what the hopes and dreams are for their respective teams. This is the business of baseball. And unfortunately, the way the system is set up, it actually, if the owners and general managers aren't spending the money that they had been in the past, which they have basically tightened down now the last 3 years, the way that the system is set up is screwing the players. Now, I do believe that the owners would want to get rid of this arbitration thing because I think the arbitration is forcing teams to spend more money than they would like.
Yeah.
You know, and I think for the players, it would probably be better if they got the free agency a little bit earlier, but I still don't think that is going to force teams to be spending, tons and tons of money on players. There's still a situation that has developed in baseball where the teams are just not spending the money. It's algorithms, it's analytics, it's you name all the different things that these general managers now have at their fingertips, and owners who are saying, look, here's your budget. Don't break the budget. You know, we're not going to allow you to do that unless we get to the trade deadline and we're still in contention here. I think the players, there's a hard dose of reality hitting them in the face now over the last 3 years. And Verlander hit into it. Samardzija hinted to it. And now we see what Jacob deGrom, and I'm not saying he's going through a tough time because he's going to make $17 million, but it's unfortunate that he's not 26 years old.
Yeah, and even then, he'd probably be looking for a 10-year deal that he wouldn't get. So maybe at 30, 31, you settle for the 4-year extension, whatever it is. And you're right, and fans aren't going to care what these guys are making or the contract negotiations, but they will care if Jacob deGrom in September decides to skip a start here or there when they're fighting for a wild card or potentially the NL East, and he decides, well, I told you this was coming, and can you blame me? Really? Can you blame me for not wanting to start? Because that's what he'll think from his side of things. I told you.
It's a weird spot because he's
got a Cy Young for you guys.
Right. It is really a weird spot because of his age, because of his performance last year, and because of the 1-year deal. It is just, it's unfortunate. Not a lot of players find themselves in this situation, but he's the best pitcher in baseball. He's going to get paid for 1 more year. He wants to protect his future because he'd like to get paid for 5 more years. It's a really weird deal, man. I can't imagine the athlete himself taking himself out of a game. I can't see it.
Yeah, so the new agent, his name is Jeff Berry. He's the CAA agent now dealing with this. Now that Brody Van Wagenen is a Mets general manager. Yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, it all started with Brody Van Wagenen saying either trade him or sign him to an extension.
And this was all around the All-Star game last year.
Right.
And this is when we were talking about potentially trading him to the Yankees because the Yankees needed him.
Yeah, so Berry says in this memo that essentially, I'll paraphrase because it's a lot of language, but that if Major League Baseball front offices are praised for being frugal, how come players aren't praised for maximizing in these opportunities that Jacob deGrom is in? Usually it's people will crush the player because he wants too much money or whatever else, and yet front offices are praised for being frugal and not paying the players. So it should go both ways here, that this is our time. We got to capitalize now. So don't look at us as greedy. Look at us as smart.
Yeah, and I hope fans realize, because Jake is really, at being a late bloomer the way he has been and going through everything that he's gone through to get to where he is, he deserves to be paid. So I understand his side of it. I really, really do. But fans don't want to hear that. Fans don't want to hear a guy, wants restrictions on his innings limits, pitches, that kind of thing, to protect his arm so he gets paid for the next 5 years. Fans don't want to hear that.
Right.
What fans want to hear is that he's going to be out there every fifth day and he's going to be the lockdown number one guy.
Sure. I mean, it's not like we haven't gone through this before. Now, Matt Harvey ended up pitching, and he ended up pitching maybe too much.
And look what happened. We he wanted to pitch through the playoffs and everything else, and he didn't shut it down. And then at the end of the day, injury after injury after injury, now he's still trying to find himself, and he lost probably 2 to 3, maybe even 4 years of potential big money because he blew through his innings.
Man, it's going to be... If the Mets get to that point where they're looking at a playoff berth and Jacob deGrom says, I'm at this innings limit that I put it myself. I set these restrictions on myself and I'm at this innings limit. And
hey,
sorry, guys.
Dude, all he has to do is look at Matt Harvey. Matt Harvey went through it.
Or Steven Strasburg.
But Steven Strasburg hit the mother load. He got the big contract. Mm-hmm. Matt Harvey did not.
Well,
so he has a...
But that's what I'm saying.
But he has a prime example of what should be done and what shouldn't be done.
One guy did. Now, he still ended up getting hurt, Strasburg, but
But he got the mother load, though. He got the big contract.
And then he was the guy who did have the innings limit and actually stuck to it, and that was probably the year that the Nationals could have gone to the World Series, and it's sort of ironic when you look back on all of it. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. If you're Brody Van Wagenen and you're trying to build this team and you truly believe that you can win the NL East, but yet this could happen to you at the end of the season, meaning that your best pitcher decides that he's done?
Yeah.
Then you better get the damn deal done, right? I mean, you better. You better. You can't. I would take this threat seriously. I would. I would take, with what's going on in baseball every day, there's something new out there. You know, we talked about Verlander yesterday. We talked, Machado and Harper aren't signed. Like, these guys, there is a mutiny going, mutiny's not the right word. There is an uprising happening within.
It's been happening for 3 years now.
Right, so that's why I don't think this is a bluff. This is why I think this is serious. And I would take it as such if I were the Mets.
And I'll tell you another thing. You know, the interesting thing from the union's perspective, if you want to have a player that basically has every right to try to protect his future, it would be this player. Now, the argument on the other side is, wait a minute, we're paying you $17 million.
Mm, yep.
We're paying you essentially $500,000 a start.
Yep.
You better get your ass out there.
I understand, but as we know, it's about the security, right? It's about the years. I know. And Jacob deGrom doesn't seem like the guy who is going to do something like this, but this is a unique situation for a guy who put together one of the greatest seasons we've ever seen from
a
pitcher.
It's a unique situation in a league that is going through a transformation in terms of the money that it's paying its players.
Would you be able to do that if you were Jacob deGrom?
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to put I'm trying to be practical, but I'm also trying to be realistic,
yeah.
Right? So the realistic part of me is telling me that, yeah, you know, I got to protect my arm because I got to be able to make over $100 million over the next 5 years.
Right.
But the practical part of me says, you know, look, they're paying me $17 million. I got to go out and I got to give my best effort in order to secure a new contract.
Sure.
At the end of this coming year.
Yeah.
Not now. I you know, think about it. He's got to go 30 to 35 starts. That's all he's got. Not all, because that's a lot. But he's got to go 30 to 35 starts, have a similar type year. He doesn't have to be as good as he was last year. It'd be nice if he is. And then at the end of the year, get that contract extension. Maybe get 5 years at the end of that year. So at the end of this year. And then, that would take him, what, to 37?
Yes. Yeah, just about 36.
It's a tough one. It's really a tough one. So Joel Sherman is saying, okay, paying him is $17 million this year and then give him a four-year contract extension to the tune, what, of $135
million? $155 million, average over. Annual value of 31.
Yeah, so he would get 17 this year and then it'd be
31 for four, so it'd be more than, no, he's actually saying then 30, raise his annual value this year too. If it's five for 155.
So that would get more money this year.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. If you're the Mets, you don't have to do it.
I think you kind of do. This is what I'm saying. You don't have to, but you're going to have all these other issues. You know, when we talk about these other deals with Odell Beckham Jr., we had this conversation. You were on the other side of it because I was saying you don't have to do it. And you were saying, well, I think you do because everybody else around him is getting the money and he could become a problem in the locker room. And then all of a sudden you've got an unhappy superstar. And that's what I'm saying. You're not that Jacob deGrom in the clubhouse is going to be setting things on fire.
But I also think, you know, look, I know in baseball the money is guaranteed once you get that long-term contract, which is what he doesn't have. In football, you can get hurt, you know, in practice, and your career could be shot.
Listen, man.
You know, and plus, other players around him in his draft class all got new contracts. So he deserved one as well.
Listen, every Met who's ever gotten money, I feel like, gets hurt right after it. So it's not like it's a thing that doesn't happen in baseball either. All right, it is Boomer and Geo on The Fan across the country on CBS Sports Network. Just getting started on this, what is today? Wednesday? Is it Thursday? I believe it's, what is, I don't even know. It's a Wednesday.
Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday.
Yes.
I've been a day ahead all week for some reason.
That
it's a
boy.
Wednesday for everybody out there that's driving around wondering what they have to do today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.